Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And man, we haven't talked to this guy for so long. One of our favorites and a very good friend of mine. The expert in gold, the expert in cryptocurrency, just an overall expert, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Welcome back, my brother.
Thank you, Todd. It's always a pleasure, Bubba. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, listen, you know what? How could I have better? I mean, you know, you're the gene pool, everything you got going for you, and your brains, your wife, your father-in-law, everybody, they all got you taken care of, man. So what the hell's going on? You got so many things going on, I can't keep track of it anymore.
It's exciting. You know, we got a lot going on. So we've been working on a lot of initiatives, and it's exciting. You know, one of the biggest question that we get from people is, you know, kind of what's going on with the Hayek and what's going on with, you know, our gold crypto. And you know, so we've been you know, fielding, and you know, we've been preparing, and what we decided to do, and you'll get a scoop here from your listeners, is to spin out the Hayek into its own separate entity. So we're going to actually kind of basically have two companies, then Anthem Vault and then Hayek Gold Company. So that's something that we're really excited about. It'll allow us to focus a lot more attention on both sets of products. So that's something that's a new development. I wanted to share that with your listeners. So we're planning to relaunch the Hayek in the next 60 days. So that's something that's really exciting, but we're not going to do it as Anthem Vault. So it's, you know, Anthem Vault won't have anything to do with the Hayek, but we'll spin out the Hayek into its own separate company. So that's something that is a very exciting thing. So, definitely very eager to get the Hayek going. So.
It is very exciting, and it's right in time. In time of need, I mean, this country is failing. The central banks around the world are taking over the world, and it's not good because they're trying to turn everybody into socialists. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. I mean, central banks around the world are basically they're stuck in a hole. I mean, they have a license to print, and they basically have to, I think, in order to keep the Ponzi game going. But I think to your point, Bubba, that we need to have solutions and other alternatives. And we need to have alternatives that are based in the U.S. So, I mean, that's the other kind of frightening thing. I mean, we need to, I mean, the U.S. is still, in my opinion, the best place to innovate and, you know, the best place that capital is still treated, although, you know, that's changing, unfortunately. That's gotten, you know, withered away with regulations and taxes. But, I think we have to really, you know, reassume, you know, the our values, and we have to, you know, in all the way to the currency, and, you know, to have the government involved in currency. That's not the way this country started. The country defined, you know, gold and silver as legal tender, but you know, it didn't actually, you know, put any other restrictions or force a central bank that just create currency. So we need to get back to our roots, and I think we're going to be a lot more prosperous for it once that happens.
Oh, and I agree, and I want to ask you, you know, so to that point, it's my opinion that America is the greatest, but even in America, they're trying. It looks to me like they're trying to turn us into a socialist nation here as well. I mean, we've got, there's no economy that is 100% one way or the other, but obviously we're, let's say, 90% capitalism, 10% socialism here. But it appears to me that by the action of the people that be, the powers that be, that they're trying to turn it into 100% socialism, which would never be good, and they're destroying the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans. What do you think?
I think you're spot on, Bubba. I think you're spot on. I think that the elites are trying to take away sovereignty. I think that, you know, absolute full spectrum control is desired through a one government apparatus that then has tentacles, basically like planks, that then, you know, smaller city state type territories basically have to use as guidelines, and You see regulations going up everywhere, taxes going up everywhere. I mean, that's, you know, we're looking at Texas as a really great state for us to do business in now, because it's one of the few left that seems to really appreciate, the regulators appreciate that they're there just to help people do business instead of try to be a troll that just extracts a toll every time business gets done, or, you know, you get eaten by the government. So, you know, I agree with you. We need to get back to our roots. I mean, so taking from other people and subdividing it after extracting a bunch of administrative costs, which is basically what socialism advocates, is a failure. And it only gets papered over by future value being brought to the present in the form of a central bank. And so it confuses people, because people are usually uneducated and often miseducated about finance and economics and money. So, you know, these are subjects that are not taught usually until high school and even in or college. And even at those, like, senior levels, you're getting a very abridged and often miseducated viewpoint. So, you know, I understand it, because our schools are meant for us to get jobs within our system. So I don't blame the schools. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we have to all self-educate ourselves. And, yeah, the beauty of shows like yours, Todd, is that, you know, people can do that. They have access to information now, so they can educate themselves. And I believe in people. I believe most people are good. I believe most people have common sense and are intelligent. And I just don't think that the suppression of information is going to work very much longer. And because the elite relies on the Internet, they need the Internet's efficiencies because of how much debt is in the system. So, you know, that's all cost. Debt is cost. So, you know, you have to have a way to combat that. So, yeah, I think we're seeing a revolution of sorts, you know, a peaceful revolution, that people are just tired of this garbage. It's a bunch of nonsense, like Emperor's New Clothes. And more people are realizing the Emperor's naked and his ideas suck for everybody but him. So, you know, I think people are catching on to the ruse, and maybe elites need to really think carefully about what their moves are going to be, because, you know, if I were in their shoes, I certainly wouldn't want a French Revolution situation on my hands, or, you know, American Revolution on my hands, probably even worse for them. But, you know, and I think, you know, there's a lot of hubris and a lot of ego and a lot of God complex with a lot of these masters of the universe folks. And, you know, I guess the sensitive part of me really is concerned for them personally, because I don't know how this is all going to turn out, how angry people are going to be once they realize, more and more realize, the truth that they've been blinded by. So, I'm obviously, you know, we want to get solutions in place so that everything is peaceful. So, you know, people, you know, see, okay, we made mistakes, you know, we're changing them, we're evolving, and instead of having it be a bunch of guillotines and nooses and things like that and madness. So a Robespierre kind of situation. We need to, it's inevitable. It's gravity. It's going to happen anyway. I mean, the monetary system can't sustain itself. You know, the banking system can't sustain itself over time. So it will eventually collapse. You know, we need to get to solution. And that's what Anthem Vault is about, right? Anthem Vault has always been about, you know, creating alternatives.
Hold that thought, young man. So I agree with you 100%, and what's going on right now is the same thing our founding fathers fought over in 1776, right? I mean, this is exactly what they were fighting over, and we're getting too much regulation, too much tax, too much many other things, and we're going to talk about more of that when we come back from the break, because you are the guy who has the answers. I am with my friend Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, anthemvault.com. You got to check them out. They do great things, and it's really fascinating, and he's helped really educate me myself. So anyways, as well as, if you ever miss an episode, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every day. We've just surpassed 200,000 downloads a month, and we're trying to get to 3. So make sure you're one of them. Help Bubba out, as I like everybody to do. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We are with our friend Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. We will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back. Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend, my man, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Has a million things he's working on, but all to really help everyday Americans to be better, because Anthem does believe, and I believe, and we believe in the spirit of America. But so Anthem, you know, as before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, these are the very things we fought for, or our founding fathers fought for in 1776. Now, I'm from the school, and I want to get your opinion, that, you know, we have every couple of years, or every year, we have the budget debate, the debt ceiling debate, all this BS that is created because of the monetary policy in which we operate under. But I'm from the school that no matter what the Republicans and the Democrats say out forward, and, you know, they yell at each other, whatever, when they go back in that room, they sit back, they light up a cigar, pour a glass of scotch, and they say, how are we going to screw the American people again? How are we going to get them to believe us one more time? What do you say?
I think you're right. They're wolves of different colors. I mean, Republicans and Democrats, I think, have both proven that the establishment is one. And it's to do is look at the policies. I mean, that's all it really takes is really to look at policy. And, you know, I mean, policies show that, you know, they've colluded. I mean, the two have colluded against the common people for the establishment. And, you know, that to me is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. It's not, they're not being statesmen. They're being corrupt, fraudulent politicians. And again, I think you're seeing, you know, even though I don't think either Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump are squeaky clean characters, and I know that, you know, they both have kowtowed a lot to establishment. So, you know, there's a lot of farcical stuff going on, but I think even just people's perception that Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are anti-establishment, you know, you see the appeal there. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I mean, we've already seen basically the dismantling of the GOP this year. And I think you'll probably see the same thing with the DNC, you know, in the next cycle or two. You know, so it's one of those things. People are rejecting establishment. They're rejecting the status quo because there's only so long you can pull the wool over the sheep's eyes. You know, I mean, it's only so long that we'll tolerate, you know, getting slaughtered. And so, you know, there's a rebellion, and eventually the sheep stampede over, you know, the wolves and kill them. So, you know, I think that's inevitable. It's going to happen again. And yeah, we need to have new choices. You know, I think we have to look outside of the traditional establishment, and, you know, we have to demand, you know, less regulation, less government in our lives. You know, we don't need as much government in our lives anymore as you can even argue that potentially maybe you used to, if you ever even needed to. But, you know, we can do so much more now. We don't need, you know, taxi cab commission. You know, we've got Uber. We don't need, you know, kind of food safety levels. We've got Yelp. You know, we've got other ways of informing people that are much more real time, are much more informative, are much more useful, and are many, many times more cost effective. So, you know, this is a reality of what we can pay for. And that reality has gotten stretched because we've been borrowing so much, and because of the U.S.'s unique role after being victorious in World War II of being the world's reserve currency. So, I mean, it's unrealistic. I mean, it hurts us to live in a delusional reality that we have to all survive in and do these very weird things. I mean, we got negative interest rates. We've got to chase yield and more speculative investments. And, you know, you've got your currency, you know, inflating, and, you know, core goods are going up and services are going up. And it's just really stressful. It's stressful for people. And again, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be stressful. I mean, it shouldn't be this stressful. My God, we have so much advancement in the last 100 years in technology. It's incredible. You know, it's 50 years, 20 years. I mean, look at it. I mean, it's incredible. So, I mean, we don't need to live with this much cost and burden in our lives. I mean, it's holding down all of our standards of living tremendously.
Well, I agree.
People need to wake up to that.
I agree with you. And again, I don't know what the right answer is of how we do it. I mean, whether it's gold or whether it's a Bitcoin or Hayek or whatever.
I'll tell you the start, Bubba. I think the start at least. We need to repeal legal tender laws. You know, we need to allow people to have free choice in currency. The government needs to get out of the business of currency. And we need to not have any kind of central bank or quasi-central bank. I mean, it's pretty much that easy. Like, you did those things, and by default, federal income tax would basically fail, because you wouldn't have the central bank apparatus monster there that you needed to really feed in order to, you know, perpetuate itself, which helps through taxes as well as inflation. So indirect taxes, inflation, direct taxes, taxation. So, you know, if you get rid of those, just that simple – I would guarantee that within a matter of, you know, 10 years, things would be, you know, drastically better. Yeah, they would be painful for a few years, no doubt. You know, probably for 3, 4 years, 5 years, maybe even. It would be painful, but you get out the other side, and it is so much clearer. I mean, it's kind of like the equivalent of running with, you know, 50 pounds of weight behind you versus just running without the weight. So obviously you're going to run a hell of a lot faster without that weight behind you. So, I mean, that is what debt is. You know, that is what fiat currency that is, you know, you have to use to pay your debts and taxes because of legal tender laws. You know, that's a weight. You know, that's an imposed weight, the forced imposed weight the government enforces on us. And it creates massive amounts of corruption because it enables the government to have a license to print. And that's what gets the war machine going. That's what keeps the Ponzi finance going. That only, you know, helps the, you know, the very, very top elite in the kleptocracy that is all, you know, intertwined with the government and in the deep state. I mean, people are waking up to this. This isn't like conspiracy theory. It's not conjecture. I mean, this is all out in the open for people to see. It's right there, legal tender laws. I mean, you know, it's central banking. I mean, just look at what happened in Iceland. I mean, when they repudiated their bankers before, and, you know, the country is much more prosperous and their GDP is growing, you know, much faster than the rest of Europe. And yet everyone in academia and all, remember when Iceland defaulted and everyone was predicting, oh, you know, it's going to be horrible for Iceland for so long. And I think it was a matter of about 3 years, roughly, I think they turned it around. I mean, it was very fast. So, you know, don't believe the fear mongering by the establishment. I mean, they're professional politicians, which means they're professional manipulators, and, you know, they're going to manipulate the way that they want to do what's best for them, because that's what they've proven. They're just self-serving people. They don't care about other people. They just pretend to care, and they use that as a ruse to rule over other people. So, you know, people are waking up to this. I mean, thank you very much, Baba, for your service. I mean, look at how receptive people have been to your message, and just how incredible your audience has grown. And, you know, I'm so excited for you and just for the message, because, you know, we got a ticking time clock here. I mean, the faster more people learn, the higher probability everything is, we're going to work out peacefully. I mean, that's really my goal. Overall, if I really think about it, you know, I want a peaceful transition. I don't want a violent transition. No, that does not sound in my best interest. It's not in my family's best interest. It's not in anyone's best interest except for people that are conducting the violence or people that are still in power that maybe would hope they could still overrun a coup. So, you know, we need to get people educated now so that way, you know, the status quo and the elites are just, you know, succumb, and their heirs, you know, are not going to want to put up that fight. They're going to see this is going to be a crazy ass fight for us to have to battle through, and we don't want the chance of there being violence. So, I think we just need to keep educating, Bubba, and keep getting the word out. You know, sound money, private currency, choice in currency. Let the private market compete in currency. You know, get legal tender laws out. You know, repeal them. I mean, we will be so much better off individually. Our standards of living will be so much better. It's just not even funny. I mean, we won't have an outside third party that's a government, a nonprofit third party dictating our currency.
Well, I agree with you on the currency, and, you know, I was always on the fence, and, you know, I've done my due diligence in research, and, you know, there's a lot of problems that I see within the overall system, the way it's operated, because truthfully, in my opinion, I'm not putting words in your mouth, in my opinion, it's operated by crooks. And to me, I'm tired of getting ripped off, because that's how I feel every day. I feel like I'm getting ripped off by the government. I feel like I'm getting ripped off by the Federal Reserve. I feel that they're putting their hand in my back pocket. But we're going to step out here for a break and come back, because I want to go more into this. I'm with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Just a spectacular guy, really smart. I got to use a dictionary when I talk to him, but he's a great guy. I love him. Make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. You know, every day they run swim lessons for you. And my friend Scott and Kevin over there really want to do a nice job at educating the average guy on their platform and on stocks, options, and futures. In the meantime, if you ever missed an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you the download. And we're just past 200,000. We're trying to get to 3. I need your help, so make sure you do it for me, please. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly 4 decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend, my man, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. And he's a developer of the Hayek. And he's always been this way. He's educated me. And every time we talk, I get a little closer to thinking more similarly. And now I'm Anthem, I'll tell you what, I'm tired of the central bank. I'm tired of the idiots from the Federal Reserve. Now, they're not dumb people, but they're not. They have no common sense. They don't understand logic. They don't understand how to put anything together. And I'm tired of the banks printing their own money, because every time they loan money out, they're printing their own money. Because if you can loan out 9-to-1, wouldn't you do it yourself? Of course you would. So they're creating this massive disaster that really all it does is take away from the average guy and take away from their money, plus it takes away from their opportunity to make money. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, and not only does it do that, but also it'll in a very severe credit contraction like that, you know, a bunch of defaults, it's going to be like a wholesale on property. So who benefits from that? Well, people that are existing, you know, elitists that have all these ties into the government, that know, look, they have the first look into when the data and when things are going on, and you know the kleptocrats are going to be able to come in and sweep up more assets on, you know, pennies on the dollar. And I think, you know, which is, you know, that's the reality, that's going to happen. But I think that, you know, how do we avoid this situation from happening again? And that's where I think we have to have some kind of a constitutional amendment, you know, to basically demand that, you know, that we repeal legal tender law and we repeal any kind of central bank or quasi central bank. I mean, you know, we have to have some kind of much more definitive way to lock and safe, and, you know, as much as we can, throw away the key to ever having a central bank again. I mean, and or fiat currency, which you have to have a central bank by default. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly, in the banks, basically, then it becomes this negative feedback loop where you have banks that are more and more out of control, and then the government, where you see bailout because they feel compelled, because now the banks control the central bank, because then the central bank has to bail them out, because otherwise, how do people get paid? How do the wires happen? How do the credit card transactions happen? You know, they can't happen without the credit system being at least functioning. So, you know, you see the problems. I mean, systemic risk, anything where you have systemic risk, it's like a domino effect, right? I mean, you want to create redundancy. It's just not responsible in any way. I mean, money is the basis of our trade. And I mean, to be that irresponsible and reckless, with money is just, it's a fool's errand for everyone except the very, 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 very top elite who are able to just hand over fist make money, you know, disproportionately because of, you know, asymmetric information. And they know things that other people don't know faster because of their connection and, you know, and their means of having so much and knowing that, you know, when fallout's going to happen, they can protect themselves, you know, against big credit fallout. They hold a lot of gold, you know, and that's a great thing. You know, Anthem Vault, you can be your own little mini elite. You can protect yourself. You can own gold and silver, you know, and as a secure form as the cash that gets vaulted by FedEx. I mean, we have that level of commercial storage and insurance. And the difference is that clients own their gold and silver within the vault. You know, we're just an asset custodian. We're not a bank. So there's no balance sheet risk. You know, the gold and silver isn't owned legally by Anthem Vault or held, you know, in terms of having credit risk in terms of our balance sheet. I mean, it's not like a bank. So, you know, we built Anthem Vault so the everyman could have, you know, basically like their own type of kind of like a think or swim for metals, basically. So, you know, having like a metal, you know, brokerage account of sorts. So, you know, but that functioned also a little bit like a savings account, but with metal. So, you know, Anthem Vault, you know, we've got a lot of really cool features that I can't talk about this confidentially, but some, you know, one-of-a-kind features that we're working on right now that I'm super, super excited about. You know, with my experience in the industry, I know that this is going to be one of these products is going to be very, very massive, and the other one is going to be a great product as well. But it's we're working really hard over here. Our team is busting their butt and working hard to really, you know, help the average person and give them tools and services to do that. So
you do that all the time. That's
people.
That's what you do. I mean, that's what Anthem Vault is all about. I mean, you know, I get it. I mean, you know, again, you and I have been friends for quite a while, and you know, I've gotten a lot of education, you know, coming through you, and I have obviously I've always had a tremendous respect for your opinion, even if I didn't necessarily agree. But unfortunately for me, I'm becoming more to agree, which means that I was wrong at some of the thoughts. And you know, I've come to believe, Anthem, that you know, everybody in office. Now again, obviously we can't say everybody. That's too much of a blanket statement. But I'm going to say the majority of people that are in Congress and the Senate are really just out to grab onto our cash. And to me, I find that very offensive as well. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's they're leeches. They're a bunch of leeches and they're a bunch of parasites. And like, they just suck off of, you know, others' productivity. So, I mean, there's the right way to make money, which is creating value. And then there's the wrong way to make money, which is just stealing, you know, without anyone's permission. So, and that's what's stealing, right? Taking from somebody else without their permission. So, you know, that's what the government does. And people say, oh, what about voting? And, well, I mean, how many people actually voted for the income tax that are still alive? I mean, I don't see any, you know, not a lot of hands raised there. And so, and then you look at some of the ways that the income tax is even passed, and you look at the secrecy that existed back when the Federal Reserve was passed. In 1913, I mean, there was no internet. You know, there are a bunch of, you know, newspapers and radio stations that were basically owned by, you know, groups of guys that are all playing cards together. You know, I mean, it's, you know, all, you know, using that as the fourth pillar, the fourth column of the establishment. I mean, that's what the media, you know, historians will tell you, right? And if you ever get invited to any of these establishment places, you can tell very quickly because, you know, they have adorned, you know, reporters that will, you know, do the placements. And so, you know, it's very real. And I think, yeah, we basically need to demand that the government does a lot less, because it's proven that whenever you get criminals and they have all this control, you know, criminal mindset, that, you know, they steal, and that's what criminals do. So, and that's what they're proving. I mean, how much regulation has been cut? I mean, how many taxes have been cut for the average person? I mean, you know, it's just none. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's so many simple little things that could just be done in terms of cutting regulations that would help the economy. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, the elites want to make you pretend like there's only a limited amount of options and that they all involve central planning, and that's just a lie. It's a big, bold lie. And more and more people are waking up to that. They're seeing, what is the government doing for me? I'm paying all this money to them. What are they doing for me? People pay more in taxes now than they spend on average on their food and shelter. I mean, it's insane. It is absolutely insane. I mean, our founding fathers, this country revolted with like a 3% tax. I mean, it's insanity. It is insanity how conditioned we've all become to accept how badly we're all milked.
Well,
under this false pretense of, somehow we're getting all this value from the government.
Well, it's sad that, that we have to work till like May 15th just to pay the taxes for the year. So you're really working for the first 4.5 months for free. And of course, I'm in 100% agreement with that. And I don't think that it's necessary. But of course, the government makes it necessary. And they continue to convince us that it's necessary. But we are, I mean, the people are much bigger of the masses and certainly could take charge and take control. But one of the problems is that we don't vote enough. We keep voting the same idiots back into office. And we've never changed the system. I mean, from Social Security to the post office to any other thing that you can look around, we're so antiquated. And of course, if you buy into the theory that the Fed is, the Fed was supposedly, and some of the stories are, is that they were brought in by a guy from England who convinced all these guys to create the Federal Reserve, because England's had a central bank since the 1600s. We know what kind of shape they're in. It's just been in a socialist territory forever. But if we look at the whole picture here, I mean, I want to get your opinion when we come back from the break, but there's an opinion that Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan actually was very instrumental in having Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns put out of business in 2008, because what he was really doing is he was wiping out competition, because J.P. Morgan does own a portion of the central banks. So there are some conspiracy theorists that believe that Jamie Dimon was instrumental, and not only did he get Lehman Brothers out of business, which was his direct competition, but he got to steal Bear Stearns for like a buck a share, which really destroyed a lot of the Bear Stearns employees. So when we come back from the break, I want to get your opinion on that matter, because again, I think it's important to understand. This is the Bubba Show. I am with my friend, Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. Go to anthemvault.com. Check it out. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. And the things that he does and the things that he's creating, I mean, he has, again, a great pedigree for the industry of gold and everything other than the phony air pocket of fiat currencies in which we live on right now. And he is in the same school you are. He's tired of paying all those taxes that we are forced to pay as Americans. In the meantime, make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com. We've got 3 new classes starting on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, hedging, options, and futures. And when you miss an episode, you got to go to LibertyTalk.fm. Again, we're now just over 200,000 downloads a month. We're looking to get to 3. I need your help to get there. Again, we're with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horse. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back at the break with more from Anthem as we wrap it up. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horse. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend Anthem Blanchard, AnthemVault.com. As I said, check him out. But again, check him out. Go look him up on Google. You'll find out some very interesting stuff about him. But Anthem, so I asked you about Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan. And there's one more thing I didn't have time or I didn't think about one to throw in before you answer the question. On February 11th, the day the stock market made its recent low, Janet Yellen called Mario Draghi. She called the head of the Bank of England. And Jamie Dimon bought 500,000 shares of stock at the rock bottom. I say collusion, a little bit of a problem, and I say Jamie Dimon might have been responsible for putting out Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, just by nature of the fact that the Federal Reserve is privately owned, and that J.P. Morgan does have part ownership in the Federal Reserve, and the fact that, I think it was collusion. I mean, it's, yeah, I've been on the board of a publicly traded company before, so I understand it's difficult. I mean, and that's one of those laws where I think, it's the issue really is because, in my opinion at least, is because the Federal Reserve is sanctioned by the state and because then therefore JP Morgan owns a part of the Federal Reserve. That to me is the biggest issue. I mean, yeah, I think it can be really sometimes, again, like we can be overregulated in terms of, you know, when insiders, quote unquote, are able to buy their stock, because I think that, I mean, I personally okay with that as long as it's publicly disclosed and as long as it's not tied in with the government. So, you know, that's a different, I mean, when you're tying it into our, you know, fiat currency and legal tender, I mean, it changes the dynamic. So, I mean, in terms of collusion, sure. I mean, you know, and that is how it is a pyramid scheme, and it's just a very well masked pyramid scheme. And so, just like all pyramid schemes, you know, eventually you have to just gobble up, you end up eating up the lower layers, and, you know, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers were ultimately a lower layer that could get eaten up. So,
can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Don't be so gentle. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a frickin' Ponzi scheme. It's only legal because it's them doing it, because they're doing the exact same thing Bernie Madoff did, except he got caught and he went to jail and now he's dead. Good. I'm sorry.
That's right. Ponzi. Absolutely. Yeah. That, yeah. And my apologies that I came off as payment, because Ponzi was the word that I meant to utter out of my mouth. So, you know, it is a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid. And, you know, that again, the nature, I mean, just take a look at our currency, and how can you ever pay off the debt with interest if you have to then create more currency in order to pay interest? Like, it doesn't work mathematically, and I think it just goes to show how dumbed down, you know, we've gotten as a society. And I think that's by design, personally, from what I've read about a lot of, you know, different, you know, kind of these different elitist groups, and, you know, that have gained power. And, you know, you just look at the results. I mean, look at our education system. I mean, look at you know, the testing scores. I mean, they're getting worse. How is that? We've got better technology than ever. I mean, we should be able to have personalized learning for children at this point. I mean, it there's no excuse for it. It's just the state that again is hurting the most individuals and just for the benefit of a small pack of wolves.
I'm with you.
To get exposed.
I'm 100% with you here, and again, what I don't understand is how we allowed the government and how we continue to believe in the government the way that they continue to try to explain to you it's for your best interest, Anthem. We're doing this for you. We're stealing your money for you. Now, I can understand their side of the argument now, but now how do they get the entire media world to buy into that as well? Are we that brainwashed over all this time that everybody, every major source in media believes the same way as well? I mean, is that really what we've come down to?
I think, again, it's more collusion with media. I mean, media has always historically been the fourth pillar, and, you know, follow the money, right? You follow the owners and follow the advertisers. So, you know, what do the advertisers want? I mean, if the advertisers are, you know, mostly Wall Street banks and brokerage companies, then, you know, you don't want to spook the existing system and status quo. And yeah, I think that there is, it's fear. It's a fear-based system. So it's like, you don't want to get kicked off the island, because in a Ponzi scheme, value gets more and more scarce, because it gets, there's more and more heavy consumption at the top of the pyramid. So, you know, that's the reality of a pyramid. And so pyramid type structure. And so, you know, it's very parasitic, and it gets exponentially parasitic, you know, as it nears its end. And I think we're in the twilight hours. I mean, Federal Reserve has been in existence now for, what, almost 103 years now. So, you know, that's a long, long time for paper currency to run. I mean, we're already, like, almost four times. It's over three times longer than, you know, the average, four times. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, most fiat currencies last, you know, two, three decades on average. I mean, it's just insane. And it's a system that, I mean, you see the media, look at the numbers. I mean, look at shows like yours. I mean, you're getting hundreds of thousands of downloads a month now, Bubba. And, you know, look at the media numbers. They're getting lower. Ratings are getting lower and lower. So, you know, that's the truth. I mean, all mainstream numbers are getting lower, whereas alternative media just keeps, you know, massively increasing. And two-way communication, people are sick of getting fed. You know, they want to interact. They want to understand. you know, they want to communicate. They want to be part of the dialogue. They don't want to be preached to any longer. They don't want to be, you know, told, and you know, what to do and force think. You know, they realize it's a farce, the lie. You know, these been lies that people have been taught. So, and they realize, hey, you know, things aren't working out in my, you know, for my financial, you know, situation. And they start asking questions. So, I mean, we need it. We need more people asking questions. We need more people. It's not until people, enough people get, you know, hurt in their pocketbooks that they'll really act. And that's the reality of history. So, now the question is, like, how people will react. And, you know, how volatile and violent those swings are in their pocketbook. And, you know, that's, again, our goal at Hemp and Bolt is to try to provide a soft landing, you know, a trapeze, a safety net there. So that way, you know, when that tightrope, you know, it gets tighter and tighter and tighter in the sense of the financial system, because it's just so leveraged. And then eventually that rope snaps and, you know, we're all on that rope. You know, what happens? Well, you know, you have to have another way to transact. You know, you have to have another, you know, payment system. You have to have, you know, ways of doing business and saving value that, you know, aren't going to have the same, you know, corruptibility of bank accounting where the bank owns all the assets. I mean, I think that's going to be another, you know, in the peaceful revolution that's coming, I think that that's going to be another big upheaval is bank accounting. I mean, how is it that banks have their own standard of accounting and that every other private entity has their own standard of accounting? And it might seem like it dry as paint, you know, boring as, you know, watching paint dry and grass grow. But at the end of the day, the accounting rules is what holds in a court of law. So, you know, that is the law. So, you know, the fact that banks get their own sets of law, I mean, it's fraud. It's fraud. It's fraud to consider a loan an asset.
Right.
I mean, how is that?
And the payback income. It's wonderful how they get to do, you know. I don't get it myself, and of course that's what I find even more frustrating. We get this accounting, and the other thing I hate, and we got about a minute left, just so you know. But the other thing I really hate is, if you remember the London whale trade, do you think that was the first time that guy ever did that? They've been doing it for years. They just got caught, so they blamed it on somebody. But they do that all the time. Banks take big shots all the time. Because why? Because if they screwed up, guess who gets to pay for it? We do. Okay, you got 60 seconds. What? Give us your last thoughts in the last minute, young man.
Well, you know, last thoughts. I mean, we have a lot of things that we're upset about that involve government and control and the money being controlled by fiat currency and legal tender laws. And we have solutions out there. So, you know, Anthem Vault is a big part of that solution. You know, I implore people to definitely check us out. It's really vital to have a little portion of your savings in gold and silver. And yeah, I'm from New Orleans. I lived through, you know, some of the things that happened there, not directly, thankfully. I actually moved about 8 months after, and it was horrible, but safes did not get broken into, and they were in commercial warehouses. And you know, that's what we offer with Anthem Vault. Everything's insured, stored professionally. You own it. You own the gold and silver. You know, so check us out, anthemvault.com. You know, we'd love your support. It helps us to keep educating people about the truth and, you know, to get the word out there and get actually people having a solution instead of just us, you know, being worried and concerned and, you know, fearing ourselves into a corner. So let's be part of the solution. You know, choose choice and currency.
All right, my man.
Know, and protect yourself.
Thank you. That's Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. We can't handle the truth. No, we want the truth. And go visit Anthem at anthemvault.com. Anthem, it's always a pleasure. Great having you on. I love it.
Thank you, Bob. That's my pleasure. Appreciate it very much.
This is The Bubba Show. If you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, you go download it. Other than that, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you tomorrow. Ready? Take care.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.